I was reading in the news the other day that there is a significant number of people in our country that have all of a sudden taken offense at a 74-year-old Christmas song called Baby, It's Cold Outside. And there are some elements that might be offensive, but there have been people that have just ranted and raved about that song, how terrible that song is, that Christmas song, real emotions welling up about a song like that. I actually even read the other day that there are those that are offended by the story and the song of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Because after all, Rudolph gets bullied. Of course, they miss the bigger point of the story, that the bully becomes the hero at the end, which really has a really good lesson at the end. The truth of it is, that song and that story that's made into a children's show are stories. They're just that. They're stories. The Hallmark Channel has made 25 days and 25 more days, 50 days of Christmas stories, and they're just stories. All of the things that you think of and we think of that are traditions that are wrapped around this Christmas season, special songs, special movies, special shows, special traditions, all become really emotionally attached to us because they're a part of this very significant, very amped up Christmas season. Do you know that the color red evokes flaming emotions and that the color green causes us to be soothed and calm? And so even the primary colors of Christmas are in conflict in our life over and over. We're raging with emotions and we're being soothed by green and red and green and red all the time. And so it just heightens this emotion. This morning I spent some time teaching the youth in Youth Sunday School. They actually are doing a little research for me in anticipation of next Sunday's sermon. I'll tip you off to just a really brief taste of it, but there are several dreams that were delivered to Joseph in the birth of Jesus. And we talked about dreams and how those dreams can impact our lives in many ways. And as we were talking in the Sunday school class today about those dreams, these young people were coming up with fresh idea and fresh thought related to the story of Christmas, things that I'd not seen before. And what's exciting about the Christmas story is 30-some years of being a preacher and 30-some years of Christmas and trying every year to find something fresh and new and this familiar story. The story never disappoints at its freshness and its newness. There's always something in the story of Jesus that I'd never seen before. That's the power of the Word of God. That's the power of the story. But here's what I think happens in the stories of Christmas, the songs, the children's tales, the stories of Christmas, and the story. What I think ends up happening in our heightened emotional time, for many of us and for many in our world, that the story of Jesus just gets mashed up in all of these other stories that are associated with the birth of Jesus and the Christmas season, more specifically. And we forget that the story of Jesus is not just a made-up story with a moral or a fable or some sort of teaching lesson. It's not a story. It's a historical record of what really occurred. Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. It had never happened before and it will never happen again. It actually happened. Mary is a historical character. Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, her earthly husband, is a real life documented person. The wise men were real. In fact, we were talking Wednesday night about the activity of the wise men and the star. And Miss Rachel was telling me her son-in-law, who's a scientist at Louisiana College, had watched a video of how they tracked back the scientific record of the movement of the stars and found some 2,000 years ago, a formation of stars in the heavens actually formed an alignment over the city of Bethlehem, documented in historical records. astronomical history of a star that actually pointed the way to Jesus being born. The difference between all of these stories of Christmas and the story is this story is real. And as fanciful as it might seem, as amazing as it might seem, as miraculous or otherworldly as it might seem, all of it is really real. And I want to encourage us today to enjoy the traditions of Christmas that are fun for you and your family, but make sure we make the distinction between those things that are just made-up stories that are fun and the story that is real. In fact, listen to this real-life story as we read it in the Scripture. It says, "It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went out to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days that were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest.'" Repeat that with me. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Say that with me. "And on earth peace, goodwill towards men." And the story goes on and on and on. Every single word of the story of the birth of Jesus is rich with meaning. It drips with message and symbolism. And it draws us in to the reality of who God is. And it draws us in to the birth and life of Jesus. The best news about the story is that Jesus didn't stay a little baby in the manger. As amazing as his delivery was, in fact, Jesus got up out of the manger as any growing child would do and moved on into life. There's some record of his early childhood, but for the most part, he was out of sight, out of mind as his parents raised him to become prepared to be the Savior of the world. How do you raise the Son of God in a semi-normal environment? But they raised him in preparation for what God would do. And sure enough, as Jesus came to be a man, came to be an adult, and declared publicly at 30 years of age that he was the Son of God, the Savior of the world, he lived a perfect and sinless life. He taught and he preached and he messaged God as an eyewitness of God from heaven to earth, and lived sinless and perfect on the calling of God. And at the end of his life, having done no wrong thing, but because his life and his message invoked such division of thought and view in the world, there were those who sought and accomplished to kill him and bring him to death. But even that was planned of God, because in his sinless, perfect life, Jesus went to the cross and took his sinlessness and laid it upon the cross. and said to the Father by that act, take their sin upon me. Take my sin upon Jesus. Take your sin upon Jesus. And by that act of sacrifice of his life, he offers humanity a way to have a pathway, a way to have a return to a right relationship with God. But unlike a story that's made up and is cute to watch and entertaining, this story is real and must have a response in order for it to become real in your life. We can't just believe it like we turn on the clicker and watch it and turn it off and go on to something else. We must respond. And we simply must respond by faith. Not about good works, not about striving in our own achievement, not about any religious named practice, but by simply coming to the place where you say, I believe this story is real and true and for me. The Bible says in Romans, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him, Jesus, from the dead, you will be saved. And so there is an action. Many of us here today have made that action in the historical record of our lives. But just this Tuesday night when we shared the same presentation, there were those who had never made that exchange. It's likely that there are those here today who haven't as well. And so today, the best gift that you could ever give at Christmas time is the gift of your life back to Jesus. And to say, Jesus, I'm believing that what you've done is true. I'm believing it is for me. And I give you my life.